Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting second, the center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third, the left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second, the center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third, the left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth, the catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Tucker scores. Curtwright moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Appling reaches second base with a double. Wakefield throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Appling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Curtwright scores. Moses goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wakefield. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Wakefield steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Wakefield moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ross misplays the ball. That's an error on Ross. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys takes first base on ball 4. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 1 in the game. Culler hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Kurtwright moves to third. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to home to get Kurtwright. Callaway moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Humphries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards first. York juggles the ball. That's an error on York. Humphries moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tucker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, York strikes out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cartwright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Moses steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Newhouser moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Humphries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Humphries moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cartwright strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 2 in the game. Richards strikes out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Humphreys drops the ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newhouser moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Appling strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Humphries hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Culler bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Humphries moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Humphries moves to third. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Gordon Maltzberger now pitching. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-3 in the game. Richards hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.